Australia is a country rich in history and culture. Australia's natives, known as Aborigines, are believed to have travelled across the sea from Indonesia 70,000 years ago. Europeans arrived in the 16th century. The Portuguese were first followed by the Dutch and then the English. Wildlife has a reputation of being cute and cuddly animals. Some of these fascinating animals include kangaroos, koalas, possums, dingoes, and Tasmanian devils. Modern Australia is host to people from all over the world. Indeed, the country is home to some of the world's most talented people. In literature, the author Patrick White is a Nobel Prize winner, and fellow authors Peter Carey and Thomas Keneally are recipients of the famed Booker Prize. In opera, Dame Joan Sutherland is Australia's best-known diva. She was the undisputed coloratura soprano of her time. Nellie Melba was the world's biggest opera star at the beginning of the 20th century. In cinema, Australia is home to Oscar winners Mel Gibson, Russell Crowe and Nicole Kidman. Musically, the country has produced famous bands such as the Bee Gees, AC/DC, INXS and Midnight Oil. In 1993, Sincere Truth Seekers invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to make a stopover during her 1993 World Lecture Tour to share her wisdom and insights about God and spirituality. Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously accepted their invitation. She also met with our association members during her time there to discuss about spiritual topics and answer questions about their practice in daily life. Please join us on Between Master and Disciples today for the lecture, Be Determined on the Spiritual Path, delivered by Supreme Master Ching Hai in Sydney, Australia, during the four-day international retreat on May 9th to 12th in 1997.
First, I thank Master Pamtusias. And the question is, above the third word, there's no self-awareness.
Did I say that?
Is it? Oh, no.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Mm. Yeah.
There is self-awareness, huh?
Yeah.
It depends on how you describe it, you know?
Yeah.
And then above the three worlds, we don't think is the way we do think right here, you know? We don't think like self-awareness is mean me that is here, the Qinghai, yeah? The Supreme and all that. This is no such thing. But still there is awareness, okay? There's no such thing as you lose yourself. But then in such a supreme state, you know, of awareness, you don't think, oh, it's me, I'm aware of myself, or anything like that. You know? So there's no good to use this worldly language to describe what you feel up there, because it's all different. Okay? It's all different. You just feel good. That's enough. No need self-awareness or him-awareness or she-awareness, you know. At that time, we don't discriminate. We don't even think that there is a self or not a self. We just know.
Thanks. Can I ask one more question? After initiate, is the law of the course and effect, is it changed quickly than before?
It depends on what you do. Depends
okay.
on what you do.
Right.
Depends on if you want it quick or not. Okay?
Yeah.
If you want it quick, it will be quick. If you want it slow, it will be slow.
If it is quick, it means is the responsible in this world is finished quickly.
No. Don't rush. Don't rush. Huh? Just do it the way you do now. It's fine. Yeah?
Okay, yeah.
And then if you really want it quick, you know, things will happen. You see what I mean? Is sometimes we in a hurry, huh? And we want to do things quick so that we can go home. It's okay. Home is always there. Don't worry. And we just take it easy. It's better. Too quick, you're so tired, you know, you don't have time and energy to survive, you know, and to meditate. So just let it be the way it is. But some people, they want it so quick, you know, they want it fast. They want to progress fast and they want to pay the karma fast. So things will be arranged for them if they sincerely want it. But I advise you not to want too much. Just meditate, you know, let things take their own natural course. It would be better. Okay?
Yes, I understand. Thank you so much.
Okay. Sometimes you work for the community, yeah? You work for the master work, yeah? Then it go quick also, automatically. Okay? Yeah. But you have to do it in a sense of, you know, devotion, selfless sacrifice. Not to do it and then to want something in return, even to want to cleanse the karma fast, or to want to progress fast, is also some kind of business. You know, but you may want if you want to. It's just a mind talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. The soul still does what it has to do, and the master still has to arrange what it has to arrange. Is for our good. Okay.
Master, my question is in this way. I read in your book, 5 days before we have to die, we get the information.
Not 5 days. Sometimes 5 years in advance.
I hope so. I hope so. I really read it in this little booklet and was very surprised.
Depends.
How is the sign?
How is the sign?
Yeah.
Well, when you meditate, the master tells you.
Rings the bell.
No, the master tells you that you're going.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
In how many days?
But it's the truth, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes 3 days before, sometimes three yeah. months in advance, uh-huh. sometimes 3 weeks, sometimes 10 days. No, 5 days. I didn't say 5 days.
That's
did
wonderful.
I say that?
That's just right. You can say goodbye.
Ah, yes, yes. So that you can clear up your debts or whatever leftover business.
Yeah.
Yeah? Then you go in peace. That's all. That's why the master mm-hmm. tell you. Not that necessary to tell you. Mm-hmm. Yeah? If you have nothing to do and you just go on, maybe the master don't bother to tell you. It just comes out here now. Go.
Wait,
time's up. Yeah, depends, okay?
Yeah,
yes.
Thank you.
Depends on how long it takes for you to finish what you have to do. Some people keep delaying their debts and their mission or their duty. So the master comes and knock and say, hey, you have only 3 days left, huh? Quickly, huh? Pay that gentleman $300,000 before you go. Okay.
You.
Next.
Master, through wise men, you are wiser than us through wisdom, okay?
I don't know.
Okay. But apart from that, you are no different from us. So you and the disciples, one day will grow old and die. But and also you said that your job is to take us to the level 5.
Yeah.
What happens if you, like, when we haven't reached level 5 yet, and you're not here anymore?
Still continue my job.
Because
our connection is inside. Yeah. You see? The physical contact is only so that the master can take care inside later on, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. If during the lifetime the master make contact with any soul, and that soul is willing to let the master take him home, then even after the master die, or after that person die, the master still continue to take care of him, because the connection is already established while the master is still alive. General is like that.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Yeah, dear Master, I'm a traffic officer, and I go around and book people.
Just do that.
So, do I create karma?
It's your job. You have to do it correctly.
Yes.
If you don't book people,
yeah,
you get karma.
Yeah. So in that way, I have to adjust between the law and with the love.
No love enough in that case.
No.
If they park in wrong place, you just ticket them.
Thanks, Mother.
Yeah. Well, it's too bad. It's your job. If you don't do it, your boss will fire you. Yeah, then you make him create karma also. Huh? You have to just do your job. Well, what does love got to do with the wrong parked car? Huh?
Many people, they come and they told their story, it's the Rama story. They was in that situation, they have to park there because they have to rush up to the post office to send a letter just in 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
That's not a big deal why I booked them.
Well, you don't know how long they will be going, right? If you don't book, they're probably going for 5 hours. And then disturb the whole traffic.
Even that fellow initiates the...
Initiate your ticket 2 times.
Yeah, you hear that?
Okay. Yeah. Well, you have to do a job. If you don't ticket the initiate and you ticket the non-initiate, then you're no good. Yeah, just do the same. Yeah, do the same. If I break the law in any way, I will be willing to pay. You know what I mean? Even if I don't know it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's the way it is, you know? I always do what I have to do in this world. Despite I'm a master or president or whatever it is, you just have to do it, huh? So your duty is to ticket people who know it but deliberately do it. You have to do it. You're paid to do it. Otherwise, you get money for nothing. Yeah. Next.
Thank you, Master. My question is, when we are in contact with some negative force,
mm-hmm,
can we just respect them and ignore them? For instance, I'm a doctor. Sometimes I may have to use acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to ignore the possible karma that I may contact.
Uh-huh.
But then someone told me that I may catch the karma.
Don't worry. If you are a doctor, acupuncturist, you do your job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do it to the best you can with love. You have to save the patient. It's your job. You don't care about karma. Yeah? Yeah, you have to do your duty, even if you die for it. You have to. Don't worry so much about karma. Just general speaking, you know. Actually, what we should do is just in any job, we should try to feel that we are the instrument only, you know. Then the God power will help that person. The only problem with many people is that after they heal somebody physically through their hand, they think it's them who do it. And of course, the karma will be more. Huh? The karma is your own ego. Make trouble. Huh? Otherwise, there's no karma in the beginning. It's nothing. At the end also. Next one.
Dear Master, I have a question. After initiate, do we have choice to come back or not to come back this world?
Yes, we have choice. Anytime. To come back is easy, so don't worry about that. Just make sure you can you can go out, okay, and then can decide whether you come back or not. Anything else? No? Okay. Next one? Here?
Dear Master, in the last lecture in USA, the Master said about the balance between the negative force and positive force.
Yes.
And the Master said that at any place, the positive force center, concentrate, that the negative force come up there in order to have the balance. And I want to ask myself that when I met the progress in spiritual study,
yeah,
I met the progress. That is more karma come, more positive come with me. And how can I do?
I'm just telling you, stay in between, because we don't want anything to do with negative or positive anymore. We're going up above it. So just make friends with both so they don't kick you.
Oh.
Yeah, I told you this morning, we are going above. Above the fighting, above the struggle between the bad and the good, between the, you know, negative and the positive. But because we are still here in the battle between both, so we just... like Switzerland, you know, they become a neutral country. They don't care who's fighting with whom, as long as I don't fight with them. See? And they arm themselves so that they are powerful enough to scare the enemies away before they even attack them. And should they attack them, they're powerful enough to defend themselves. You understand what I mean? So what we do now is the same. We arm ourselves with God power, okay? And we do good just because we are in this world. Yeah, we have to be positive. Yeah, and the negative we try to avoid. That's all, but not to confront, not to interfere. Yeah, like for example, the Switzerland. They're not communists, and they're not what? They're just neutral. Okay, if you want a communist, you want to come make friend with them, are they okay? If the so-called republic come and make friend with them, they're okay. As long as they don't fight with them, you do what you want. You know what I mean? In this world, also the same, okay? We try to be good to do good, yeah? But we don't interfere with other people, like we don't look down upon the people who don't do good like us, yeah? Who don't give charity, whatever. Or if we are vegetarian, but we don't look down upon the people who eat meat or drink wine, whatever it is. You know what I mean? We just befriend with whoever comes our way and try to show the good way to them if they care to follow. That's the way it is. And meanwhile, we are arming ourselves with master power, and then so that we can survive in this world and then going up and up all the time. Capisce? Thank you, brother. Yeah.
Thank you, Master. I would like to ask the question about organ donation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, why? What?
Before I encourage people to donate their organ, mm-hmm, to save life.
Yes.
But after initiation, mm-hmm, I don't feel like to do it anymore.
Then don't. If you don't like, then don't. Do what you like.
Right.
So what's the question?
So do you think that should we donate our organ or not?
That's individual's choice. If they want to donate money, they donate money. If they want to donate their organ, they donate their organ. Okay? And if they feel good about it, they do it. Anyhow, without me even saying anything. We have our instinct to know what's good, what's bad, right? And if we die anyhow, you know, before dying, we can make a will like, okay, my organ go to such and such, you know. You can give all your organs away, it's all right, if you want to. And if you don't want to, it's all right. It's your own temple. You do what you want with it. Okay?
No
problem.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Because save life is also important. Yeah? And but save spirit is even more important. Okay? So we can do both. All right? When I was in Germany, I had a car with me all the time, you know, organ donation. Suppose I die anytime, I give it. But lately, I'm just too busy, and I don't have that car anymore. Besides, I don't reside in any place, I don't know. Okay. But if you think you can, just do it, okay? If you want to, if you feel happy about it, If you feel that's a good thing to do, that would make you feel satisfied and elated, then you do, okay? If you don't feel, then don't force yourself just yet. Do anything you want, just feel happy. Huh? The important thing is you're happy first, okay? You number one. Next.
Dear Master, I'm from Perth, Western Australia, on behalf of Perth Center, to say that welcome to come to Australia once again. And the second is I just want to let you know that I have been to Aulak a few weeks ago, and I returned last week. And as well as I met our fellow practitioner in Aulak, they tell me that to say give you a regard and wishing you all the best in the future, and hopefully that to seeing you once someday in Aulak.
Thank you. Thank you. Talking about seeing people, we can never see enough. Even if we continue to see everybody every day of my life, still never enough. There's always some new people, and there's always some country that we cannot go. And suppose I could stay somewhere else, and the Vietnamese can come, then the Chinese cannot come. And oh my goodness! And you know how many people in China? Oh, it's a lot of people who cannot see me. Many other places too, you know, even if a free country, they don't have the money. For example, like that. And I can go on forever and forever. And first, you would just tell me, Master, just let us see you once. I will be satisfied forever. At least just once, let me see you, even 1 second. Yeah, and then when I let you see me 1 second, you want 10 more seconds. And then after that time, you say, oh, please, so long time you don't come see us now. And blah, blah, blah. All the time, I'm in trouble. That's why many masters, they stick in India or Himalaya, whatever. They don't go anywhere. They say they can never see enough of people. And people never see enough of them. So when is the end? That's what it is, okay? I like to go anywhere, but... All right. The master is in you. I'll try your best, okay, huh? Don't tell me about this, my heart will have pain, because I know they're longing, yeah? And sometimes I can't sleep over that too. I can't sleep over many things. That's why I continue to do the things I do, despite all the problems and pressure. I continue to protect myself and to find a way to come whenever there is opportunity to see all of you. Anyone can come. Otherwise, if I have to come from one place to another, it's never enough also. There's always someone in the remote corner of the world who did not see me. Maybe North Pole or something. And the way it develops now, we have brothers and sisters everywhere already. So, we're happy that, you know, we encounter a good method, and we are happier now than before, and we progress. Well, we have to be satisfied in some point, because there's never a limit. Yeah. Just now I saw the disciple in Japan. I mean, our brother and sister in Japan. In order to come to Japan, I had to endure a lot of mental suffering. It doesn't look from outside, but also physical suffering. You know, because sometimes if it's too much inside, then it comes outside, and it makes the body weak or sick or something like that, or result in obstacle from the near ones, you know. Sometimes people cannot attack me, or the negative cannot attack me, so they attack the near one. And then the near one make trouble, make moody problem, and make argument, and make obstruction for me, and then it's the same. It's the same as if I am personally attacked. And that will also make my body and my mental sometimes, weak and tired and exhausted. And in order to see the Japanese people for 2 hours only, I had to go through a lot of problems. Or in order to see the Indonesia last time, I also have a problem. Sometimes they say to me, oh, just see Master once is enough. But then when I can, you know, they sit there and meditate together and pray, and then they create a lot of trouble for me, then I have to come. If I don't come, it's more trouble. You know, because you're very strong. After initiation, you're very strong in the mental power. Whatever you want, it will come true eventually. But it could cost me sometimes some trouble in order to go through with your wish. Understand? And sometimes I cannot make it. You just cause trouble for me for nothing. You see what I mean? Yeah, so so you know what I mean? There's always a lot of complication in this world. It's not that you want to see me and then you can see me. You don't know sometimes how much I have to go through in order to do this, to do that for you. It's okay, I'm willing to, provided I can. Just sometimes the time has not come, yeah? Doesn't mean I don't suffer. Doesn't mean I'm not sleepless over the desire of the people to see me, yeah? Inside there's peace, but outside is turmoil. The more disciples, the more waves. So sometimes it look very easy that, okay, Master, you just pack and come to us. It's not like that. It's very easy, but the negative make it so complicated, so difficult. Just like sometimes for some of you, even you want to come to the retreat, you have the money, you have the time, but somehow something happened, or suddenly something happened to you cannot go. Or something happened to your mentality that you have lost the faith and you don't want to go. Yeah? Or other people just talk something bad and then you believe them temporarily or forever, then you lost. You lose your way, you don't want to practice anymore. Da-da-da. Huh? So it's in this world, if whoever can still stick to this practice and going strong, must be grateful and be proud of yourself. Just keep yourself safe and steady. Whether you see me or not see me, it's not the problem. Okay, huh? But what I'm telling you is so complicated, you know, the play, the game between the negative and positive is always going on, you know, struggle. So even if to come see you in retreat, it sounds easy. But it's not always easy. Every time, wow, a lot of trouble beforehand. I'm not afraid, it's just sometimes, you know what I mean? It may complicate it. Or make me come late, like today. Or make me come late, like last time in LA, especially lately. The two times I came late, remember? Anyhow, if you don't see me, if you tell the Olak people, if they don't see me, just continue to practice. They will get there. It's the same. Because the master is inside. Huh? Okay, next one.
Yeah, Master, just now you were talking about following another guru.
Yeah.
I have met a few gurus.
Yeah.
Before I met you.
Yeah.
And every time after my prayer, yeah, I like to thank their grace and their blessing for giving me all this blessing and grace to meet you.
Uh-huh.
I'm still continue to do that because I'm very grateful. Okay. Is that wrong?
No. It's right. It's right to be grateful to whomever
teach us something at any rate, you know me, at any grade of our life, at any steps of our life. If it has done us some good, then it's good.
Yes, I feel even, very grateful.
Even if they did not give you the blessing to come to me, your innocence, your gratefulness is good for you also. Okay, your purity. Yeah. All
thank
right,
you.
No problem. Continue to be grateful, because sometimes the kindergarten teachers also teach us something, right? And the high school's teacher also teach us something until we become a student, college student, and we're grateful also to college professor. It's all right.
Master, yeah? I like to thank you. You gave me a lot of sisters and brothers. Like the Chinese believe, I'm an unlucky child. I'm the only one from my parents. They're already there,
yeah,
in heaven. I hope so.
Yeah.
And I travel a lot, and I go to the center in Indonesia, and I found a lot of loving sisters and brothers. So I thank you so much that I have in the whole world now sisters and brothers. Where I can share my feelings and my understanding from you.
We should be grateful.
Very much.
We should be grateful for so many brothers and sisters. That we can trust, yeah? And feel that we are loved and can love them, even though we are strangers yesterday. We didn't even know each other the last you know, the next, the last 24 hours, we know each other now, we can just trust and feel at once, and then in family. Yeah, safe and trusting and loving, huh? That's very rare. So we are very, very lucky. I consider myself also very lucky. Very lucky, huh? To be around here with all these living Buddhas. In these 3 days, 3-4 days, even though time is short, but we make intensive care, okay? So it's still the same. All right? See you. See you. Very proud of you.
We truly appreciate your presence today on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for part two of this fascinating lecture. Coming up next on Supreme Master Television is Vitamins on Healthy Living. We wish you a beautiful day in Heaven's loving embrace.